Okay. Today is Daf Nun Beis. We're actually on the top of Daf Nun Beis. Good Chodesh to everyone. Today we continue, the Mishnah continues with takanos that were made for Tikkun Olam. Right? That's what we've been discussing this whole parak and the previous parak. Nothing to do with Masechta Gittin really. Nothing to do with Get. Just takanos. It started with Get. Takanos that were made for the benefit of society. So here we go. Yisomim. If you have Yisomim, says the Mishnah. Yisomim. Shesamchu etzel balavayas, that rely on a certain person. In other words, the father really didn't set them up with somebody to take care of the estate, but somebody volunteered. We're going to have later on a specific case about this case. Oh, or shemina lehen avi an apotropos. The father appointed somebody. The father appointed an apotropos to take care of the boys, the yisomim. He knew he was on his deathbed. Kids can't, 6-year-old kids can't take care of themselves, so he appointed an apotropos. Chayev la'aser peroseyem. The apotropos is chayev to take off meiser on behalf of the boys. Not only tevel. So, whether it's chinuch or apotropos is allowed to do it. Now, that's one halacha. A second halacha. Apotropos sheminu avi yisomim. An apotropos who is appointed by the father. Yishava has to swear. What's he swearing? He swears that he did inappropriately take anything from the estate. He didn't misappropriate it. He didn't misuse it. He didn't do anything wrong. He was a good guy. He did his job as an apotropos till everybody turned into gedolim. But minuhu bezdin. But if bezdin appointed him, the father forgot that the father didn't. So listen, bezdin will do it. Then lo yishava. Then he doesn't have to swear that I did anything wrong. Abishal omer chiluf hadvar. The exact opposite. If Bezin appointed him, he does have to swear. And if the father appointed him, he doesn't have to swear. What are the reasons behind that? The Gemara will say. Okay? Here we go. Says the Gemara. Viriminu. Wait a minute. How could you tell me that an apotropos is allowed to take off Meiser on behalf of the Yisomim? We know you can never take off Meiser for something that doesn't belong to you. Never. It says in the Pasuk, Kain tarimu gam atem. That's what the pasuk says. Gam atem regarding the mitzvah of giving truma. Atem v'lo shutfim. You can't even take it off of your partner. You own this field jointly. Even for your partner, you can't do it. Atem v'lo arisin, a sharecropper who gets rights to certain percentages of the field. He also can't take off truma on behalf of the owner. Atem v'lo apotropin. This guy doesn't own this tvua. He doesn't own it. It belongs to the Yisomim. He's taking off truma. It's not his. Atem v'lo hatar m'sheinu shalo. I can't go into your field and take off your truma. So how could the apotropos do this? So Amar of Chisto lo kasha, not a kasha. Kan l'ha'achil. Kan l'haniach. The Mishnah which says that you're allowed to, that the apotropos is allowed to do it, that's talking about for immediate use. Because he doesn't eat. So for immediate use, he's allowed to take off the truma. But lohaniach, to store it away in the warehouse, that he can't do. So to give off truma to store it in the warehouse, that's the braisa here that says no. So all the mafarshim ask, how does it answer the question? So what? It's lahachil. So what? You're not allowed to. What's the difference if it's short-term or long-term use? It's a difference. So Tosva says, What's going on here is as follows. It's a din of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Bezin will take the tvua away from the children, give it to the apotropos, just for the purposes of taking off truma, give it back to the Yisomim. This whole elaborate was only done if they need the food right now. To do this, to store it away for next winter, no. As the Tosva says, it's working on Hefker Bezin Hefker, Mida Oraisa, an apotropos is not allowed to take off truma for someone else. Someone else's truma. He's not allowed to.
But his job.
I understand. His job is to... What?
His job in this case is to do everything.
Right. We're going to see. He could buy them tefillin and all these things he has to do. But you're not allowed. You're not allowed to take off truma for someone else. I understand it's his job to take care of them. But you're not allowed to do that. Pasuk. So what do? Hefker Bezin Hefker. We take it away from them, give it to the apotropos for the purposes of truma. We only did that if they need it right now. Why should we do that if they don't need it? When they turn big, let them do it next. They need it next year. They'll do it next year. The Rashba says no. This entire, I don't know if the entire, but certainly the part of the apotropos is just an asmachta, and mid the oraisa, the apotropos is allowed to. Midrabanan, we said no when it comes to long term. So it's a machlok, it's how you look at it. Yeah, you look puzzled. Seth.
It's all
here. That whole machlok is all here.
But it says,
yeah.
You have to come up with that. You just can't.
I think the Ksos asked that question.
Right.
I know. I was thinking about it. It's very complicated how to figure that out. Vihatanya, and we have a Braitha Binichusa, which supports what we just said. Ha'apetropin, Torin, the apetropis can take off truma, umaisrin, lahachil, for the purposes of short-term eating, they need food right now, v'lo lahaniach, not long-term. Not only that, umokre lahen behema, avadim ushvachos, they're allowed to sell animals, avadim, shvachos, batim, houses, sados, fields, krumim, vineyards, again, lahachil. What use is the 50 servants when there's no food on the table? So you can sell all that, you can sell anything for food. Not only that, avalo lahaniach. But again, you can't do that lahaniach. Right? Can't sell the servants for long-term food. That you can't do. For short-term, 100%. Right. So we're going
to
have in a minute about appointing women as an apotropos. We don't do it. So there's going to be a line that you'll see. But Eidachanami, I don't know if the husband died and left a wife. I don't know if she's an apotropos. Because halachically, she might not have the status of an apotropos. The Bezim might appoint one anyway. That's a good question. I don't know.
What if it's to prevent the loss?
Oh, we're going to get to that. Lahem, you could also sell peiros, yenos, wine, shmonim, oil, siltos, flour, lahachil, again. I don't need all this wine. I need food. Avo lo lahaniach, not lahaniach. Okay? Now, the next few lines are like chock full. V'osin lohem lulav. They can make for you a lulav. V'arava. It's an arava. Hoshana Rabba, we're assuming. That's what we're going to assume. I want arava to be singled out. What are you doing for Hoshana Rabba? You're getting him Hoshanas? That's what you get. You're getting him Hoshanas.
It's a minhag.
Right? It's a minhag, right? V'osin lohem lulav. V'arava. V'sukkah. V'tzitzis. V'chol davar sheyesh lo kitzva. Anything else that has a set amount. Well, we'll explain what a kitzva means in a minute. Let's assume it's set. In other words, sukkah lasts for 8 days. And tzitzis is every day. That's kitzva, it's every day, right? There are very few mitzvahs, we always talk about this, there are very few mitzvahs you can do every single day of your life. Tzitzis is one of them. Very few. Handful. Probably less than 10. Theoretically, you could do Kibbutz of Eiv every day of your life. Theoretically. I never count that, because most people don't. But from the normal course of your day, how many mitzvahs can you do? I'd say 3 or 4. Tzitzis, Talmud Torah, Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim, let's say. Right? Very, very few. Tefillah, no. Even Talmud Torah, what about Tisha B'Av? It's a big shaila. If you learn on Tisha B'Av, the Gemara of Kamsa about Kamsa, which we're going to do on Friday, is that considered Talmud Torah? It's char for that? Rav Asher Weiss has a whole piece. Are you mechuyev to sit and learn stuff like that on Tisha B'Av? The Rechiv, like Talmud Torah, it's a big shayla. And it's very few. Tzitzis is on the list. Now, we said anything that has a kitzvah, lasuye mai, lasuye, what does that come to include? That comes to include shofar. Right? Today's Rosh Chodesh El, we'll be blowing shofar for the first time in almost a year. Right? And the Gemara mentions it, we'll talk about it in a minute. Also, v'lochin lehem, you could buy for them, a Sefer Torah, Tfilin, umezuzos, v'chol darvish yesh lo kitzva. Anything that has a set amount, again, lasuye, what does that come to include? Megillah. Now, some want to say a raya from here. This is a raya that you put on tfilin before you're 13. Because why are you buying him tfilin? They turn 13, they'll buy it himself. Right? So, now all of them are fachinuch. All of them are fachinuch. Why buy him a lulav? He's 10 years old. Fachinuch. Why shouldn't he have a lulav? Why are you buying him a chauffeur and all these for chinuch? No. But you're going at. But we all do that. We all take our kids to Shul Rosh Hashanah and they all have a lulav. They all shake it. What about tefillin? Some say maybe it's only by a yasom that we do it earlier because they don't have a father, so we want to get them extra ready. It's all here. Now, why are shofar and megillah singled out as we make statements? You could buy the following items. What does anything that doesn't have a kitzvah mean? Shofar and megillah. Why shofar and megillah?
You don't have to have them.
Oh, excellent, because someone else does it for you. So what? So someone else does it. So since someone else does it for you, they're not really so makiv. Who blows their own shofar? Only Mati blows a shofar here in Shul. Who blows a shofar? Not everybody has their own shofar. A lot of people don't have their own megillah. You don't have to have, but you have to shake a lulav. So that's where they're singled out. So what? What? In the olden days, yes. In the olden days, yes. A Sefer Torah was like buying a set of Mishnayos. Everybody has a set of Mishnayos today. That then was a Sefer Torah, 100%. So everybody has a mezuzah. So what that they're only done by other people? I can't buy a chauffeur. One second. The Shitas HaKadmonim says that pshat. That's why these two are singled out, because they're generally not done by you. They're always done by somebody else. So the question is, so what? You can still do it yourself. Not only that, all the more reason for the Braitha to say them explicitly, since you can do it yourself. So he says, yes, since it's true that you could do it yourself, however, since we don't want to waste the money of the estate, so lichat chila, if somebody else in shul will be blowing shofar, that's not something you spend the money on. If no one else is doing, no one else, you live in a place where no one knows that, 100%, you have to buy the guy a chauffeur. You have to buy the Yisrael a chauffeur, let them blow chauffeur. Same thing with a Megillah. But if someone else is going to be there, like in a normal place, then no. Then they don't do it. Why? Someone else can do it. Why are you wasting the money of these states? He'll be one of the Yechidim that are going to be about okay in the future? I don't know about that. So that's make sense? Okay. Now, the next line says, now, the ain post can lay him tzedakah. We don't give tzedakah on behalf of the Yisomim. Whenever somebody comes to the door, the apotropos says, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to give you. That mitzvah I don't have to do on behalf of the Yisomim. The ain podin aleim es ha-shavuyin. We don't come to the door and say, listen, this guy was kidnapped by bandits. I'm sorry, I'm not an apotropos. The lo kol darva she'ein lo kitzvah. And nothing else that has a kitzvah. Lasuye, what does that come to include? Tanchume avelim. They used to, in the olden days, send food over to the Avelim. They'll still do it today. You don't have to participate in that. You're allowed to say, listen, I'm an apotropos. I'm in charge of this estate. I'm not spending that kind of money on something that has no kitzvah. And therefore, you're putter. Now, all the Mepharshim ask the following question. First of all, tzedakah is also kitzvah, because in Usha they were mitzaka, and you're only allowed to give 1/50 of your estate to tzedakah. Right? So why isn't that kitzvah? Why isn't that set? The answer is, because that's only midrabbana. Midrabbana, you can give whatever you want. So that can't be kitzvah. What's the difference between tzedakah and lulav? You can spend a lot of money on a lulav and esrog. Sky's the limit. So what's the difference between tzedakah, which we say has no kitzvah, and lulav, which does? So there's two answers. Either it's the kitzvah doesn't mean amount, it means zman. The problem with zman is all about tzitzis. Tzitzis is every day. For once a week, for sukkis and for shofar and for megillah, 100%, go buy the boys a srogim. Every day they're coming to the door for tzedakah, so it doesn't have a kitzvah, it never ends. So for that you don't have to do it. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, it's in value. Even though you can spend whatever you want on a lulav and esrog. There's a range of how much it costs, right? There's how much a lulav and esrog cost. So you want to spend more? How much more are you spending? A few hundred dollars more. There's a ceiling. There is a ceiling. Tzedakah, there's mamash no ceiling. There's no limit. There's no end to how many aniyim come to the door. And the Yavetz says, I think it's the Yavetz, there's no end to how much a giver can give. It's unlimited. Therefore, it's ein lo kitzva, and the apotropos does not have to do it on behalf of the Yisomim. Okay? Yeah. No, because they're not adults. Right, no, right. We assume no. They cannot write again. Oh, we said yeah. Yeah, it's a different world between giving meiser, which has to be a meiser of an adult, and a get. Anyone can write a get. Anyone can write a get. Anyone can take off kernels of wheat from this pile and put them in that pile. It's what comes along with that. It's the thought and the maturity that comes along with that. So when it came to get, we said if an adult standing on top of him saying l'shma, 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 we assume it's fine. And for whatever reason, maybe it might even be a pasuk without a reason. Only an adult can give off truma. A kohen can do the physical act, right? But it doesn't count. Now the eight apotropos v'shayin l'dun l'chov. An apotropos is not allowed to be taken to court. Right, someone's tying against the apotropos. You have to wait. You can't take the estate to court while they're still yisomim. You have to wait till they grow up. And also, the ein apotropos b'shayin limchor berachok. I skipped the line. I'm sorry. Ein apotropos b'shayin ladun lachov v'lazakos b'nichse yisomim. The apotropos can't even be the plaintiff. The apotropos can't take someone else to court to vindicate the estate. So the Gemara says lazakos amaylo. Why not? Why can't he go win some windfall for the estate? So the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. L'chov almanaz l'zakos b'nichse yisomim. You can't even be taken to court, or eat. In other words, the apotropos can't be taken to court, and even if it's going to result, or even if you think it's going to be a windfall, even if you think it's going to be some kind of zechus, or even if the apotropos thought that be a zechus and it turned out to be a chov, doesn't have to pay. Why? No payments from lawsuits while there's still an apotropos in the charge. Even if he thought he was going to win. And even if he does lose. The apotropos v'shayim limcha berachog v'ligol bekarov. The apotropos has no right to sell faraway fields and redeem them for close fields. Berah, to sell bad ones, v'ligol b'yafa, to sell good ones. My time, why not? To dilma mishtadfin. What's good and what's bad? Mishtadfin means it's going to be a plight. It's going to be some kind of a hurricane. Some kind of destruction. Right. It's better over here. Why is it better over here? Right? It's all the same. Wherever the flood happens, the flood happens. Wherever the famine happens, the famine happens. Think this is better than that one? Who said? Who's to say? The Ein Apotropos v'shayim limchor sados, you're not allowed to sell land the limkar avadim, to buy avadim. Well, land's considered better than avadim, it's a downgrade. Aval mochrin avadim, but you could buy avadim v'lochin behen sados. But you could upgrade. You could buy fields. Rishir megamliel amar aflo yimkar avadim likach sados. You even can't do that. My time, or why not? To dil malom mishpayim, because whenever you buy land, you always run the risk someone's going to come tie it. It's not really yours, right? It's lekuchos. Always problems, right? When it comes to avadim, so no one's going to say that. That's my eved. That doesn't happen. But you never know what happens to the land. We have complete mesechtas. The whole half of Baba Bas was about this issue. When you buy land, that's not really yours. So stay away from that. Therefore, if a real says, no, you have avadim, stick with the avadim. They not patropas v'shayin lahotzi avadim lacherus. You're not allowed to also let your avadim go free. Aval mochrinosom lacherim. You can sell them to other people. V'acherim otiinosom lacherus. And acherim can let them go free. Rabbi Omer, Omerini, I say afunosim to me atzol. He can even pay for himself. V'yotze, and then go free. V'pneishu kemochrolo. Because it's as if he sold. In other words, he can sell them to himself. It's the same thing as being freed. The difference is he's getting paid for it. Next, for tzarech laf shov imon bachrona, you have to make a cheshbin with the apotropos at the end of the apotropos's job to make sure that everything was done kedatzu kedin. Rabbi Shirving Amil Omer ain a tzarech. Last line, ain osin apotropos nashim v'avadim uketanim. We don't make apotropos into nashim avadim uketanim. V'minon avi yisom harishus biyado. And if the father made somebody an apotropos, he's allowed to. The question is, does that statement go on the women? Or is that a general? If it's a general statement, it's a redundant statement. But the father can make an apotropos whatever he wants. So some say it means that he could even make a woman. We don't. But he could. Or it means no. Even if he made someone an apotropos, we're going to have an amud beis that if an apotropos does misuse or does things wrong, we remove him from his position. will do that even if the father said, no, I want this guy. The father on his deathbed said, I really want that guy. Fine. The father has the right to do that. But we'll remove him if necessary. That's why this line's here. So either goes on the women, or no, the father can appoint whoever he wants. But they still have to withstand the scrutiny of the Beth Din. If the guy's cheating someone out, I'm not going to leave him there because the father said. Okay. He is paid. Hahu Apotropos. There was once an Apotropos. Fascinating stories. Dahavi Bishbibutse de Rav Meir. He was in the neighborhood of Rav Meir. Dahavi called Mezabin Arasa. He was selling land, which we said you're not supposed to do, for Zabin Avde. And he was selling Avadim. Velo Shafke Rav Meir. Rav Meir was very upset with him. Rav Meir was very upset with his Apotropos. After all, he's not allowed to do it. So Achvule Bechal Me. Rav Meir saw a dream. And in the dream it said, Ani laharos va'ata livnos. I'm destroying and you're building. Which means, the Mefarshim explained, what Hashem was telling Rav Meir was, I know what I'm doing. These Somim, or the father of these Somim, was a crook. He was a dishonest man. So I'm getting rid of all his possessions. They're all going back to the rightful people. I'm orchestrating that. What are you doing? Stopping it. This is the story. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, lo ishkach, Rav Meir couldn't care less about that dream. Amar, he said, divri chalomos, dreams, lo marlin v'lo moridin. They're irrelevant. They're irrelevant to me, dreams. Now, what? Lo v'shamayvi. And the Yalkut Yehuda says that he's alluding to the dream of Yaakov, right, going up and down the ladder. Lo marlin v'lo moridin. No, I'm not Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had a dream. It's in the Torah, right? That's Malin of Rodin. Very, very fascinating. I'm not like that. But we do know that we do care about dreams. We are mashgiach to dreams, no? Don't we sometimes act on dreams? The Gemara says that a dream that's not interpreted, the Gemara in Bracha says that a dream that's not interpreted is like a letter that's not read. Don't we fast if we have a bad dream? Why don't we say, Lo Malin, it's nothing? So it's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, fasting when you have a bad dream. So what do you mean, Lo Malin, Lo Maridin? So the Tashbei says as follows. The Rishon says. First of all, Rav Meir didn't interpret the dream. So he didn't know what that meant. And plus, whatever it did mean, if you want to say the pshat I said, that's against halacha. Halacha is you're not allowed to. Well, I'm, like Rabbi Sharma said, Rav Meir's not a Navi. He's supposed to know all what Hashem's doing. No, the halacha is you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to sell the land. Apotropos is not allowed to do that. So he didn't do it. So, and he was doing it. So Rav Meir's not trying the halacha. What, a dream that comes against Keneged halacha? Rav Meir's not listening to that. That's first of all. Second of all, he says that we do sometimes, if there's a dream that relates to, so if it relates to money, like this dream, so then we ignore it totally. But if there's an isser involved in the dream, then we have to be choshesh. Most of them are hevel. Most of it is what you thought about that day. Most of it is all this, it's all, but there are certain dreams out there. And we'll be choshesh. Oh, well, Yosef has a question. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that a guy had a dream that his father told him where money is. And he said the money is really Meiser money. It was set aside for Meiser. So he went to find the money where the dream said the money was. And sure enough, there was money there. And they passed him that he could keep it. It's chulin money. Ah, so for this around we machmir. So Rabbi Yosef leaves that with a tzarach here. Right? There was a fascinating story about the Shaila of Tshuvas. The Shaila of Tshuvas, Afar Kisa de Anyana. I don't know who that is. Anyway, there was a boy that lived in Luzh. He was a 7-year-old boy, and he died in Warsaw. And they buried him in Warsaw because that's when he died. And then the boy came to the mother in a dream, says that if you don't move me back to Warsaw, people are going to start, back to Luzh, people are going to start being harmed. Because he didn't belong there. He belonged with the family plot in Luzh. So there's a whole back and forth. This Gemara comes into it. What do you do about a dream like that? Now we threw it pikuach nefesh, right? And there's hevel. It's all hevel anyway. And lo ma'al lo ridin. So these trials did come up. There's a chassidim about this type of such a case where the dream tells you to act a certain way. And the point of why I brought this up is because he says this Gemara is no raya, because this Gemara, the dream was against halacha. The dream was telling you to do against halacha. This Gemara was no raya. What he paskined over there, I think he paskined to move the boy because they told the mother, they took 10 people to the gravesite and they asked the boy Mechila and it still didn't work. She still had that dream. So they thought maybe there's something to this. Yes, Ruba de Ruba, it's nonsense. There are dreams out there that are not nonsense. And after they did that, and the mother was still having the dreams, they felt maybe there was something to it. So I think they, in the end, they said to move the boy, but this Gemara is no raya. This Gemara is against halacha. Yeah. Right, but even if it's on Shabbos, you'll even fast on Shabbos. If you have a dream on Shabbos, you'll fast on Shabbos. The answer is because you're owning. That's very nice. It's still you're taking away owning Shabbos. That's very, very subjective owning. Most people don't enjoy fasting.
If you've got something on your head that's bothering you,
it's true. You're right. If you have something on your head that's really bothering you and your fasting is gonna even in your head make it feel better, you'll do it 100%. Which is a very interesting topic that we'll do that, and then we say we're married to that. It's nonsense. So you have to draw the line. What?
Right.
Right. Mayor's not going against halacha. Okay. Hani Beit Rei, famous story. Hani Beit Rei, the Agri Bahu Satan. There were two people that lived together in an apartment, and the Satan was bothering them. The Kol Beit Shamshay, every Erev Shabbos, have you come mitzana bahadi adadi? They kept fighting every Erev Shabbos, these two roommates. They couldn't get along. Igla Rameir Lahasam, Rameir went over there. Akvinhu Tlasa Be Shamshe. It took three Erev Shabbases, Ad Avad Lahu Shlama, until they made peace. Until he finally got them to make peace. Shama Dika Amar, he heard the Sultan say, Vai da afke Rameir Lahu Gavrami Besay. Wouldn't it be great if I get Rameir out of here? Wouldn't it be great if I can get that man, meaning me, the Sultan, to get Rameir out of here? Because I had unbelievable fights going on here, and then Rameir came along and saved the day. And by the way, this story is quoted lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Brura, in Hilchos Shabbos, where he says in Siman Reish Tamach Beis Sif Tes, Bezohar Ubu Mekubalim Hizhiru Ma'od. Very, very warn you carefully. Shalo Yehi Shum Machlokas B'Shabbos Chas V'Shalom. Ubu Prat Beidish to Ishto V'Chein Muchach Begitin Daf Nur Beis Amar Aleph. By the two people that were fighting. The Malbim has an unbelievable shot. The Malbim says it wasn't two people. It was one person. It's one person. It wasn't two people living in one house. It was one person. What was the fight? The whole week, we work. And basically, it's a Gashmias Dika week. Yes, even though we go to Dafyom, we go to Shul, and we do mitzvahs, it's a Gashmias Dika week. On Shabbos, it's a Ruchnias Dika day. The time when the Gashmias switches over to Ruchnias is on Friday. Friday Ben Hashmashas is when the switch happens. That's the switch. That's when the Kedusha switches. He was losing that battle. The fight was between his Yetzer Tov and his Yetzer Hara, between his Nefesh and between his Ruchnis and his Gashmis. He was losing that battle. He was losing the Chashivas of you know, saying Shabbos is coming. I have a friend who every day on the train he reads the paper. Friday afternoons on the way home, he has a sefer. The whole week he doesn't have a sefer, but a Friday, you know why? Because Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is coming, the week is over, and it's a way to prepare. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable milah. The way to prepare is Shabbos is coming. It's not just I'm not going home now. Shabbos is coming. And that's what this guy was losing that fight, and Rameir came along and saved him. Hahu Apachapas, that's the Malbim says that, by the way. Hahu Apachapas, what's an Apachapas? He was in the neighborhood of Rav Shua ben Levi. Tavi come in Zabin Ara, he sold land, for Zabin Ture, he sold oxen, Velo Amar Le, Velo Miti. Nobody said a word. Savalo Kerb Yosi, you know what? He must have held like, how could he sell land? How could he sell oxen? Now Lado. Well, oxen, you could sell, but how about the land? I'm sorry, he was buying oxen. He was selling land and buying oxen. So Savalo Kerb Yosi, he must have held like Kerb Yosi, the Tanya Umar Yosi, Miyama, my whole life, Lo Karisi Le Ishti Ishti. I never called my wife. I never called her wife. What I call her? I don't know, but he never called her wife. The Gros says that she... Oh, 1 second. The Ulashori Shori. I never called my Shor. I never called my Shor my Shor. El Ishti, basically. I called my wife my bias. Because she took care of the house. The Gros says he ended up divorcing her. They had no marriage. They had no relationship. So she wasn't a wife to him. She was just someone who took care of the house. That's why he called her that. Ulashori Sadi. And I called my Shor... my field. Why? Because a shor makes the field better. So to sell a field, to sell one field, to buy oxen, to help the other field, was mutter. What's this doing in here about the wife? Just, it's part of the same statement. What's it doing here? Right? So that's why the Gros said, to tell you that, no, he wouldn't, a normal person wouldn't do that. A normal person wouldn't do that. You call your wife by her name. I know okay, so Al Snias, there is an Indian not to call your wife. However, last night I saw the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Elazar both said it's no such Indian. It's no such Indian. I know there are people that do it, maybe not today, maybe Chassidim. There are people that used to not. Minchas Elazar was a Chassidish fellow. And Chassam Sofer was a very fine Jew. They both said you don't have to do it. I heard unbelievable vote last night from Eitan Feiner. He said, Rabbi Eitan Feiner gave a shiur last night, so he said, you know why we call our wife honey? Because Isha is Gematria 306 and Davash is Gematria 306. Right? Isha and Davash. Right? Amazing Vart. Okay. I couldn't pass that up. Would have a Gemara about they had no marriage and all she was just a cook and someone do the laundry. Right? There's more to a marriage than that. Unfortunately, but they didn't have such a wife. Hanu Yashmi, there were these Yisrael, the Havi Samchi, Gabe, Hahu, Safta. They were relied on by a certain old lady. An old lady took care of the Yisraelim. Habile Tarasa, there was an ox. Shakla, she sold it. Vizavinza, who you saw him. I skipped the line, I'm sorry. Vizavinza, Nahalayu, and she sold it for them, for the Yisomim. So Asik Krov, Lechemed Rav Nachman. The other relatives came to Rav Nachman. Amrule, my vidite. What'd she do? The Zavna, she sold it. Amaluhu, Yisomim, Shesomchu, Eitzel, Balabayas, Tanan. Didn't our Mishnah, is that the first line of our Mishnah? If Yisomim rely on somebody, right? There's no appointment. This old lady, out of the goodness of her heart, took it upon herself to take care of them. So if that's true, she thought that the best thing is to sell this ox, she's allowed to. The Gemara says, yeah, but the Krovin complained, yeah, the Hayaker, but the price went up. So the Gemara says, fine, but Rishu said, do Lakech Hayaker, it went up after the sale. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Holona Kiti Dami, but there was never a transfer of money. And we know that when it comes to everything else, but Hektish and but Yisomim, the transfer is done when the object is transferred. But by Hektish and by Yisomim, the transfer is completed when the money's given. Money's only Darabana. There's no such thing as except for Hektish and except for Yisomim. So the money wasn't transferred. So Amaluhu, Oim Kane, Hayat Darab Chani Loi Bar Idi, Amar Shmuel, Amar Chani Loi Bar Idi, Amar Shmuel, Nechasa Yisomim, Hare Henke Hektish. Yisomim are like Hektish, Velo Machni Ela Bekaspa, and the only way that the transfer happens is with money. So if the money wasn't given, you can get that ox back, because there was never a sale yet. Chamrei Dirabana Okva Yasma, there was wine of the Yisom of Rav Okva, Mushcha Ba'arba Arba, they sold it for $4 a barrel. V'yakir V'kam B'shita Shita, and now it was $6 a barrel. And they didn't transfer the money yet. So Asa L'Kaimed Rav Nachman, Amaluhu, Hayan Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi, that's him. The Amar Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi Amar Shmuel, Nichsa Yisomin, Harei Hein Kehektish, the money of Yisomin is like Hektish, V'lo Mitni Ela B'Kaspa, and it can't be transferred except with money. So since, you made an oral, you shook hands, very lovely, you maybe even took the barrels out of the warehouse, but you didn't pay for them yet, they can go back, or you can pay now $2 more per barrel.
Only by Yisomin
and Hektish. Hektish always wins, and Yisomin always win. What? We're going to have that selling short right now. The Gemara is going to say, we're not going to impose this gezeira because the Yisomim sometimes can lose. Here we go. What? Right, but since they always win, we want them to always win, we're going to have people that are not going to sell to Yisomim because they're going to be nervous. So sometimes we're not going to make this gezeira. We're not going to enforce this gezeira because the Yisomim need food. I'm not selling to them because if the price goes up, they're going to renege
it. Just make sure the cash
goes. Oh, so that's what Gemara is going to say, exactly that. So, Mashuch Peire Miyasmi. Let's say you buy fruit from Yisomim. Mashuch Peire means you transferred the fruit, not the money yet. Mashuch Peire. All you did was go to the Yisomim's house, took the peiros. Iyaker. And then the price went up. So that's exactly how Hanadar Bechani Lai Baridi. Zul, what if the price went down? What if the price went down? So now we say, Lo yehi koach hedyot chomer mi hektish. We don't want, this hedyot can't be any better than hektish. Right? Just like hektish you couldn't get out of the sale, so too here you can't get out of the sale. Wait, does that make sense? Right? Yeah. Right, since you couldn't undo the sale, if it was hektish, you can't undo the sale here either. Imshulei peiri liyasme. I said that. One second. Right. Imshichu luhu peiri liyasme. If the Yisomim now buy fruit, So iyaker, if it price goes up, lo yekar chedur chamer mehetish, stays the way it is. The somim win. Zol, what if the price goes down? Now, sarv minei hani derav chani loy bar idi. They wanted to say this is a chani loy. We'll undo the sale so that the somim will get a better price. However, amalei of shisha bread ravidi, no harahula to do. It's going to end up being a bad thing for the yisomim. You know why? Because the zimnan the mistrachi lepeir, they're going to need food. The leka the yahav lahu adiyazuzi. No one's going to want to sell them until they give the cash. So to prevent that problem, if the price goes down, we will undo the sale because it's really benefiting the yisomim. It's letting them take food on credit without having to pay for it. And they won't lose out on the, and they won't have to give the cash right away. Otherwise, no one's going to sell to you something without cash. Now, the other way around, what if there's a transfer of money but no transfer of fruit yet? So, where am I? You have a yasmi zuzi aperi. What if you give them money? You give them some money, but you don't give them the fruit yet. And zol, the price goes down. So now, lo yekar ched your chomer min ahetish. Right? They can't be any worse off than Hekdish, and therefore the sale is going to stay. Either buyer loses, too bad. Iyaker, what if the price goes up, and now they want to, the Yasa wants to undo the sale? So, Savrami Nehanad Rav Chaniloi, Bar Idi. We would say, at first blush, that's fine. But the Gemara says, no. Amalu Rav Shisha Bre Davida, Harohu Ledutu. That's bad for the Yasomim. You know why? The Asu Lemeim Alahu Nisrifu Chitechem Baliyah. What if the stuff burns down before it's transferred? Who has to pay for that? If we're saying that always the Yisomim can undo the sale, then it's really the Yisomim. So if the ship sinks on the way over to the Yisomim's house, right? If it burns down on the way over, it's going to be the Yisomim's loss. Why? Because he can undo the sale, so it's really his. So we don't want to have that. We don't want to have that down. It's a big downside. So therefore, we're not going to enforce Rav Chani Loi's gezeira. Now, the last case, Yahavi Lahu Zuzi Liyasmi. What if the Yisomim give cash? So apeire for fruit. So iyak, if the price goes up, lo yekar chedur chamer kehekish. Then the sale stays the way it is because the yasam wins. Zol, if the price goes down, safar midi hanadur chani labaridi. Again, we thought this would be him that we'll undo it to save the yasam of money. The Gemara says no. Amalahu rav shisha bre davidi harahu ledutu. It's bad. You know why? The zimnan, because sometimes the mistrachi lezuze, they're going to need the cash. The leka diyav lahu. No one's going to want to give it adiyav lahu peiri until they also transfer the peiros as well. So to save the Yisomim, we don't enforce the Zera all the time. Amar Rav Ashi, Anov Rav Kahana, Mi Rav Kahana, Chasminon Ashtara Di'ime Di Zeire Yasmi. We signed on the Shtar for the Yisomim of the mother of Zeira. Di Mezavna Aara Lekarga, and they had to pay a tax, a head tax, a tax to the government. Below Achrazasa, not without an Achraza. The halacha is, Gemara Erechin says, for Yisomim, they would announce that we're selling the fields. We're selling the stuff of Yisom, they would announce it 30 days in advance to try to get the best price. But here, the king's knocking on the door and says, where's the tax? So I'm going to go and we have to sell stuff now to pay this tax. So I'm not going to go announce it. I'm not going to go announce it. Why not? Who has time to announce it? Rashi, no time to announce it, but wait 30 days, because the Gemara Nerechin says, the king doesn't care. Right? Damar Nahadoi, Lekarga, for a karga, for a tax, Lemizone, for food, likvura, to bury somebody, mizabnin on below achraza. We'll sell stuff without achraza. Well, we're going to wait 30 days before we bury some relative, that some yasam, someone they die, that we need, that they have to pay for it? I'm going to wait 30 days. Crazy. So too, for the tax, it was crazy. It can't wait. No, the tax, IRS is not waiting. So therefore, the halacha of achraza didn't apply, and Rav Kahana and Rav Ashi even signed on it. They even signed it. Fine. Amram Tzava, this guy Amram Tzava was an apotropa di Yasmi Havi. He was an apotropa fi Yisomim. Asu Krovim lekamedr of Nachman. The Krovim came in front of Nachman. Amole kalavish umechase miyasmi. He's wearing the clothes of the estate, right? So Amalehu, you know why he's doing that? Kihechid delishtamin mile. He's only doing that because he's a poor guy. Now that you're giving him, he's wearing fancy clothes of the estate. Now people will be matching him in the marketplace, and he'll be able to do the best business on behalf of the estate. It's okay. Says Rav Nachman, it's okay. So he said, yeah, ka'achal v'shasim mitetu. But he's eating and drinking from the estate. V'lo amid. Rashi's two pshatim, but the second pshat. V'lo amid. We know he can't afford that. We can't afford to eat like the way he's eating it up. It must be he's taking away from the estate. So Rav Nachman said back, Emor mitziyah eshkach. Maybe he won the lottery. Maybe he got a mitzvah. Maybe he won the lottery. He's living it up. Who said? But he's ruining the estate. So Amar of Lehu, yeah, I see Lisa Hadi, the Masid. Bring me witnesses that he's ruining the estate. Va'asal kinhu, and I'll remove him from his post. The Amar of Huna Chavrin said, Mishrein Derav, Apotropos, the Masid, Mesaklin Aleh. If an Apotropos is ruining the estate, we should throw him out of there. The Itmar Apotropos, the Masid, if he's ruining the estate, Rav Huna Amar of Masaklin Aleh, we remove him. Rav Devei Rav Shila Amri, La Masaklin Aleh. No, we don't remove him. For Hilchas of the Halach is Mitzalkin Anle. We do remove him. Next. So now, the Apotropos Sheminuhu Avi Yisomim Yishava. We said the Machlokas in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama said that if the father appoints the Apotropos, he has to swear that he didn't misuse the property. If Bezdin appoints him, he doesn't have to swear. Abishal said the exact reverse. So my Taima, what's the reason that the Tanakhama said only when the father appoints him he has to swear? So the Gemara says, because Elav the Isle Hanamine, if not for the fact that the father once did something good for the Apotropos, lo havel the Apotropos. He wouldn't have agreed to be an Apotropos. It's a big headache. And you know what? He owes the father basically. Umishum Shavua lo asilam nuye. He's not going to refuse a Shavua. Right? I owe this guy. He bailed me out so many times in my life. So I'll take care of those kids. I gotta make a Shavua, so I'll make the Shavua. Menuhu Bezin lo yishava, but if Bezin appointed him, he doesn't have to swear. You know why? Because Milsa ba'amahu da'avid lebedina. The Bezin asked me to do a favor. So ve'i rames alay shvua ashlanuye. I'm not doing a favor. I got to make a shvua. Fine. Bezin comes over to me. Listen, there's a family there that lost a father. Be the apotropos. Fine. I'll do a tova. I'm not going to swear. Abishal says the exact opposite. Why? Abishal omer chilut exact opposite. My timer, why? My timer. Minuhu bezin yishava. Why should he swear if bezin appoints him? You know why? Because by he hanod the konafik alei kala the inish mehemnehu. Tachsamach alai bedina. Because he's so excited that bezin trusts him. The word's going to go out that he's trustworthy. Bezin picked him. You know what? So mishum shavu lo asil anuyeh. He'll swear. Look, bezin picked me. They believe in me. They trust in me. People will hire me now. Unbelievable. A windfall for me. Bezin, and of all the people in the town, they pick me. So you don't have to swear. I'll take that swear. I don't mind. But, minu avi yisomim lo yishava. But the father appointed me, I'm not going to swear. Milsad ba'almahu da'avi dila hadadi. It's only, I did the father a favor. And v'i ramaz ala shivu asila nuyi. If the Bezin wants to make me give a shivu, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to swear. I did the father a tova, I'm not swearing. Amar av chanan bar ami amar shmuel helchatza ka abashol. Taloch is like abashol. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Zev v'Zev Yishava. No, both cases they have to swear. And V'alacha Kidvar, right? That's how we passed it. So Tosfos says, even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Kavanaki, he doesn't appear all that often in Shas, but when he does, you can take him to the bank. We hold like him. Here's an exception. Because Shmuel was a Basra, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Tosfos says, he only is passing because of Talmud. That's what they learned in the Yeshiva. This is how we passed it. But Shmuel knew all the Shitos that were later, and didn't pass him like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore we don't pass him like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and we pass him like Abishol. That's what Tosfos says. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Kamei De Rav Yavo Apotropos Sheminu Avi Yisom Mishava. If the father appoints him, he has to swear. Mipnei Shehu Nosi Socher, because he's getting paid. So Amal Le At Itaisis Kaba V'Kailas. What, you've already weighed and measured every single apotropos gets paid? So the Gemara says, no, Ela'ema Mibneshu Kinos Zocher. It's as if it's like they get paid. Because either it's a payback, the only reason they're there is because they owe the money. It's like they're getting paid. If it's like they're getting paid, then they have to swear. Right? That's it. Pick it up tomorrow by the Mishnah. Yeah. Everyone have a good day.
Yeah. You got that in there.
Isn't that great?